Hello, folks. It's the Colonel again, and thanks for coming on board. Here we are all together again on Nothing But The Blues. Nothing But The Blues comes to you every week from the studios of 4ZZZ in Brisbane. You can hear it live in Brisbane, or you can hear it the next week going out all around the nation thanks to the Community Radio Network. You can, of course, catch up with any editions of the program that you've missed by going to the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au. Find the program guide, have a look on Tuesday. You'll find Nothing But The Blues. Click on there and our page will open. There you go. You've got everything you need. I've got an hour's worth of music for you, so let's go. Well, there you go. That's got us started, folks. That is Devil's Kiosk from the Gold Coast. It comes from their new CD, Stolen, and a little instrumental entitled Ray's Kitchen. Now, you may or may not be aware that the long-running Melbourne band Collard Greens and Gravy are getting back together again. Well, a new version of the band is getting together. Collard Greens and Gravy have been around since the late 90s with Anthony Short on drums and James Bridges on guitar. You may have heard that James Bridges unfortunately passed away last year, and I guess we all thought that that would be the end of Collard Greens and Gravy. But a new version of the band is rehearsing at the moment, and their first gig is going to be at the Spotted Mallard in Melbourne on the 25th of August. And it will be led, of course, by Ian Collard on vocals and harmonica and guitar. And he's enlisted the help of young Sean Emmett on guitar and Jason Liu Sun on the drums. So Collard Greens and Gravy rises again. So I thought we would go right back to the beginning of their recorded history and play tracks from their first two CDs. So from the self-titled album from 1999, here is Get Right Church.
Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church. never knew. I said, you never know. I said, you never know. I said, you never know. I said, you never know.
Collard Greens and Gravy from the year 2000, and that's their version of the Little Walter song, Hate to See You Go. And that comes from their second album, More Gravy. And I'm playing some early Collard Greens and Gravy because it's celebration time, because the band has risen again. When guitarist James Bridges passed last year, I think it was last year, time goes very quickly, it was thought that that would be the end of the trio, but Ian Collard has enlisted new band members, and the new Collard Greens and Gravy will be appearing at the Spotted Mallard in Melbourne on the 25th of August. And right now you're listening to Nothing But the Blues with me, the Colonel. And I had the pleasure of getting Lloyd Spiegel into the studio for an interview, and got him to play a couple of tunes when he was coming through Brisbane just a little while ago. And I have the results of that to share with you today. Now, in the first part of the interview, we refer to the fact that Lloyd is playing a gig tonight in Brisbane. Well, that was true back then, but it ain't at the moment. However, Lloyd is probably playing a gig somewhere as we speak and as you listen to this, because he's a very busy chap, as you will find out in the interview. Hi, folks. I'm the Colonel here on 4ZZZ, and my special guest in the studio is Lloyd Spiegel, Australian and international touring artist. He's in Brisbane to play a show tonight at the Old Museum. Thanks for coming in, Lloyd.
My absolute pleasure. Finally get to meet face-to-face on air.
We have spoken on the phone.
That's right, yeah. I remember sitting in a car in the middle of a storm, I think, talking to you on the radio, desperately trying to be loud enough over the rain. But I appreciate you having me in.
Well, this is a bit more comfortable.
So much nicer. I like it here a lot. It's a fantastic studio. 40 years on air for you.
It is true, absolutely.
That's,
yeah.
That's why you know what to do with all those buttons in front of you.
Sometimes. Now, Lloyd, you've just come off another international tour, and you're currently zooming up and down the east coast of Australia doing gigs. Something I noticed from your new album, which is doing extremely well at the moment, that's This Time Tomorrow, a lot of the songs have lyrics with references to different places internationally, so it sounds as if those tours have really fed into your songwriting.
You know, I've never written a song in Melbourne. I've never written at home, so because, you know, you've got bills to pay and kids to drop off at school, and just normal life takes over, and it's kind of uninspiring. And so when I travel, I do tend to jot down a lot of notes. I don't take photos when I travel. I tend to write notes, and they sort of get turned into songs as time goes on. This whole album was written on throughout a European tour, and then a trip to Kansas City, where I spent a couple of weeks in my old hometown, where I used to live there many years ago. And you know, just those inspirations came, and that's, you know, the album is somewhat eclectic in that way, because each city sounds very different. And and yeah, there are references to 20 odd cities in the album, simply because that's where I was sitting when I wrote them. And I find that travel is one of those things for me that seems to just open up all of the creative energy.
Amazing. It's been quite a long road to get where you are at the moment. As you said to me earlier, you've done how many international tours in the last year or so?
You know, I was in Europe. I've been in Europe 3 times in the last 12 months, and in the States 5 times in the last 12 months. I've been in New Zealand and Japan and Mexico and Cuba and a whole bunch of other places, as well as touring Australia quite a lot. So, you know, it's a... I worked out really early on. I've been touring overseas since I was 16, and I just worked out that, you know, music is a currency that's accepted worldwide, and a guitar is a passport, and it allows me to go and see the world. That's still what it's about, you know. I mean, you've got management doing spreadsheets and making sure all of the boxes are checked, but the truth is, for me, it's still about traveling across the world and seeing new places and meeting new people and playing music as a way of doing that.
You were pretty young when you started out. You were regarded as something of a child prodigy. It occurs to me that many artists who start out young eventually get some kind of mentor, or there's some musical figure in their life that really gives them the impetus to take things further. Was that the case for you?
Absolutely. Dutch Tilders and Jeff Acheson. You know, Jeff was at the time Dutch's guitar player in the blues club, and every Sunday since I was, you know, 6 years old, we'd be down there, and I'd be sitting on a little milk crate next to the stage, which was the only place I was allowed to be. They let me sit on this milk crate next to Jeff's amp, and I just watched them play, you know, and thought, that's a really good job, much better than Dad's job. That sounds like the thing I'd like to do. So those guys sort of took me under their wing, and I read often in articles when they talk about me that I'm self-taught, and that's not entirely true, because while I didn't have formal lessons, those guys were constantly pulling me aside and sitting at my home and having dinner and playing the blues. So I was very fortunate to have these heroes that I could call on the phone. They might as well have been the Beatles to me. You know, they were rock stars in my eyes, and I could still just call them on the phone and ask advice. And I still look up to those guys so much. When Dutch passed away, I spoke at the funeral, and he's a huge part of my show to this day. And when I get on stage with Jeff, you know, we're peers these days and have been for a long time, but I still feel like a 10-year-old kid kind of getting up there being schooled. Yeah.
For those who don't know Australian blues history, Dutch Tilders was one of the first Australian blues artists to record an LP. And a terrific fingerstyle guitarist. He in turn looked up to Big Bill Brunsie.
He sure did. Yeah, he loved Big Bill and Brownie McGee. I was in the Netherlands where Dutch was from recently. He moved over here when he was quite young, so no one in the Netherlands has ever heard of him, of course, but I spent a great deal of my time finding so much joy in telling the Dutch people that the Australians learnt blues music from a Dutchman, you know. And he was, you know, at the time the closest thing we had to the real deal, and a successful touring musician, you know, and to his dying day made more sound with one acoustic guitar than most men could make with 10.
Yes, fondly remembered and sadly missed. But we have you and people like you carrying on the great tradition and doing their own thing to it. Would you like to play something for us?
Yeah, sure. Well, what I tend to do in these situations is start playing the blues and see what happens. So... Bet on their horses and they would not go. I'm not gonna give up, gonna try it again. You keep on betting, someday you're gonna win. Life is a gamble, it will come rain or shine. You keep on betting, then you're bound to win sometime. Take a horse to water, you can't make him drink. Send your child to school, but you won't make him think. I dig that pit for somebody else. Show the one to fall right in and hold yourself. Life is a gamble, gonna rain or shine. Keep on betting, then you're bound to win sometime. Ooh.
someday she's a come walking back. Steps up to my door, and here's what she said. Please forgive me, baby, for just walking away. Life is a gamble, come rain or shine. But if you keep on better, then you're bound to win. Keep on better, then you're bound to win. Keep on better, then you're bound to win sometime.
Thank you, Lloyd.
My pleasure.
The very marvellous Mr. Lloyd Spiegel, recorded live just a little over a week ago in the 4ZZZ studios in Brisbane. You're listening to Nothing But the Blues all around Australia with me, the Colonel. And Lloyd mentioned his affection for Dutch Tilders and Dutch's guitar player in the blues club, Jeff Acheson, who, of course, has gone on to forge a great international career for himself. So I thought it would be a good idea if we went back into the catalogue of Dutch Tilders and the Blues Club so you can hear both Dutch and Jeff Acheson. So here we go.
One, two, three. Just a fool, shoot fool. You think you're cool, fool, shoot fool. I was a fool all right, I was shooting fool all night.
baby, we fuss and fight. When I've been out shooting fool all night, she said, hey, man, what you do? Put away your cougar up, snooker, you just boo. Shoot boo. You think you're cool? Boo, shoot boo. Some money, some kind of joy, but shooting pool don't get you no fame. Losing your woman frame by frame, just pool. Shoot pool. You think you're cool? Your white ball, ball. Lay out your money, rack them up, at home your honey shoes.
Two there from Dutch Tilders and the Blues Club featuring Jeff Acheson on guitar. The year was 1990, and I think we can imagine a very young Lloyd Spiegel side of stage soaking all of that up and eventually becoming the international touring professional that he is these days. And I'm going back to the interview I recorded just over a week ago with Lloyd Spiegel, and we'll have some more live in the studio performance from him. A quick reminder that you're halfway through this week's edition of Nothing But the Blues, coming from 4ZZZ in Brisbane and heard all around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. I'm the Colonel Mark Doherty, and here comes Lloyd. I've got Lloyd Spiegel in the studio with me, and Lloyd's playing a Cole Clark guitar. Sounded terrific. Can we hear a little bit more of that guitar?
Sure thing.
Now, you've been playing Cole Clark guitars for a while. What's the relationship that you have there?
Look, you know, I guess that the best way to put it is I'm the company guinea pig. I wish there was a better title, but that's kind of what I am. When they first started the company 16 years ago, they needed somebody to test guitars. I'm particularly aggressive as an acoustic player, and I have enormous hands, and I'm very particular about the sound that I'm looking for, and they had a bunch of ideas for construction and electronics that they wanted to test out, and I was the man who tested it, And 16 years on, I've got a couple of signature models with the company, and that people buy, which is always a funny thing. They come bring it to the show for me to sign. I still find quite surreal, and I'm kind of involved in the day to day in a little bit of ways. You know, I kind of advise on timber combinations, and I'll test everything that they do. So all their changes, they hand them to me, and I test them and say yes or no. So as a result, my house looks like a Cole Clark museum.
You're also an early adopter of technology, and it's become a little bit of a cliche, the solo guitarist with a loop pedal.
Yeah.
But you really put your own stamp on that technique.
Yeah, you know, I always disliked the looping, you know, and I'm actually not looping these days on this tour, but I'm just a tiny little bit, but... I always I disliked the use of a loop as the basis for an entire song.
Mm.
So, you know, I would when I was touring with a drummer, I would just loop one verse and hit that loop on just to play a solo over, and I had a second pickup in my guitar that went to an amp, so I basically had an electric sound that I could produce from my acoustic, and then I'd switch it back off and go back to singing and strumming. It was trying to use the loop minimally so it doesn't take over the track, you know, because my timing's not good enough to do it anyway. There's no way I could get away with that. My timing is terrible, so I have to be very, very careful in what I do loop, and it's pretty rare these days to loop anything, but when I was looping a little bit, it would be five or six songs through the night that I simply couldn't get away with just one guitar. So I had to start looping, and I'm terrible at it, to be honest, Colonel. You can if you've ever seen my show, you can tell I actually still look down at the pedal and count. You can see me counting 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, I'm hopeless at it, but I do keep trying. And you know, I think we're only kind of bound by our imaginations now. The gear is there. Although this tour, I'm literally plugging into the PA and off I go. And so it's been a new experience to kind of strip back to the bare bones of it. And just play, just be a guy and a guitar.
You know, you are a one-man band, but as you said to me earlier, you do like occasionally working with a percussionist or a drummer. What's the attraction there?
It's, you know, the stages were getting bigger and the crowds were getting bigger, and I was finding that it was difficult to just have that one sound, you know, on stage. And so I started tinkering with some toys, and then I started tinkering with the idea of having a percussionist and then led to a drummer. And then we had this big, loud, crazy show with amps and lasers and smoke and madness. And once I did that for a couple of years, you know, I kind of wanted to strip back again and rebuild. So I'll probably go back to, I might even go back to playing electric guitar at some point. Which I haven't done for 15 years. So, you know, there's always options to... I've always figured that an audience knows if you're phoning it in. And you start to phone it in after you've done the same show for such a long time. So you need to reinvent. And the best way for me to do that and to put myself on the spot and to learn as an artist is to go straight back to me and a guitar and then start rebuilding. So that's the phase I'm in at the moment.
I guess working as a solo performer rather than having a lot of equipment and maybe other musicians around you is that you can take it anywhere you want to.
Oh, the touring becomes so much easier. Yeah. When I go back to playing solo, I have an acoustic in every city. So I'm not even traveling with guitars now. I just put a box of CDs on the plane and a backpack full of clothes and off I go. I usually take the train to a gig and stay at a mate's place and then train back to the airport and fly home the next day. It's been quite easy, especially when you're touring Europe and places like that. It's just so nice to just be a backpack and a guitar.
Yeah.
It makes life easy, and sound check is a bliss. You know, you're always given an hour for sound check, and you're sort of done in 15 minutes, and you can wander up and have a coffee. The important things in life.
Yeah. International travel is a lot easier these days, but it's in some ways it's a lot harder. So
yeah, that's right. And you've kind of got to take with the good with the bad in those circumstances. But I'm a bit of an expert at getting through the airport security. I'm really good at it. There's never any metal on me. It's always things are very well planned and packed correctly. I challenge myself to beat my last record and get through security in a record time. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than taking 120 flights a year and being the guy behind the old lady who forgets to take her earrings off and forgets to take her watch off and forgets to take her shoes off. And I do sit there sometimes rolling my eyes a little bit. I'm terrible like that. I desperately want to get to the gate so I can sit there and wait.
It's been great talking to you. Mr. Lloyd Spiegel is my special guest on Nothing But The Blues. And his new CD is doing great guns at the moment. That's This Time Tomorrow. You've been hearing tracks on this show, and you'll be hearing some more. Lloyd, can I ask you to do just one more number for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do one from the album. I'll play the title track.
I get home, but I never rest my head. I get home, but I never rest my head. Just take a hold of her sweet hand, saves her from another man. I get home, but never rest my head. She gets high, but she never leaves the ground. She gets high, but she never leaves the ground. She just takes a hold of my strong hand, keeps her steady where she stands. She gets high, but never leaves the ground. There's a worry on my mind, and they all talk like her there. 3 days picking, I've raised my ticket fare. Train keeps shuffling down the track, and the sun will rise again. This time tomorrow, I'll be drinking in Berlin. I think back, but I never look behind. I think back, but I never look behind. I just take the strings in my torn hands and hope to God she understands. I think back, but never look behind. There's a worry on my mind, and they all talk like a veil. 3 days picking, I've raised my ticket fare. Train keeps shuffling down the track, and the sun will rise again. And this time tomorrow, I'll be drinking in Berlin.
It's been a joy to have you here. Thank you so much, Mr. Lloyd Spiegel.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Well, there you go. The wonderful Mr. Lloyd Spiegel, a great interview subject and a terrific performer. So if you haven't seen him before, I urge you to grab the opportunity next time he is in town. You're listening to Nothing But The Blues with me, the Colonel. Now, another Melbourne area acoustic performer recorded an album last year. Mr. Dave Diprose put out a disc called Old School Blues, and Lloyd Spiegel was guest guitarist on one track, and here it is.
When a time in Melbourne, mornings are so cold. Lately I've been feeling on the wrong side of growing old. I grow ever wary of stories I've been told. Always seem to take a long way home. Standing on the platform, the train is running late, and all that I've been handed down get harder to relate. Like the chance to start again, but time has shut the gate. Always seem to take a long way home. Spend my stock and trade. Only way I ever learn is from mistakes I've made. So the thing for me to do is try to climb the grade. I always seem to take a long way home. Thank you.
I never knew my father. He died when I was young. Hope that he would be okay with all the things I've done. Could have used a little advice, would have helped me some. Always seemed to take a long way home. Always seemed to take a long way home. Satisfies my soul and cries about that. Another man. Man cries about that. Man lies about that. Man ties about that. Everybody fight about spawn from. Spawn that, spawn that, spawn from. Spawn that, spawn that, spawn from. Spawn that, spawn that, spawn from.
That's Dave Diprose from his 2016 album Old School Blues. That was Spoonful, the Willie Dixon song. And on harmonica was Ian Collard. And the good news is that Ian Collard is reviving his trio Collard, Greens and Gravy with new members, Duke Boy Emmett on guitar and Jason Lusun on drums. And their first gig is coming up towards the end of August in Melbourne. So hopefully they'll get out and about so that even people outside Melbourne can have a chance to see them. We can only hope. You're with Nothing But The Blues. And next up, I've got a Brownie McGee song because during the interview with Lloyd Spiegel, he mentioned that Lloyd mentioned that his mentor, Dutch Tilders, was a big fan of Brownie McGee. And this is a version of a Brownie McGee song by two fine Australian artists, Nick Charles and Doc Spann, from the album that they recorded a couple of years ago as a tribute to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Oh yes I am, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Well, because I'm a stranger, nobody wants to dog me round. Well, I wonder why people treat the stranger so. Oh, yes, I do. I wonder why people treat the stranger so. It may be your best friend that you will never know. I'm going back home after wear out 99 pair of shoes. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going back home after wear out 99 pair of shoes. When I get back there, don't have these old stranger blues. She just don't seem to care. I'm gonna ride home to Daddy, send me my railroad fare. Oh, yes, I am. I'm gonna ride home to Daddy, send me my railroad fare. Well, if he don't send it, I don't mind walking down. Yes, I am. I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. Well, because I'm a stranger, everybody wants to dog me round.
That was Doc Spann and Nick Charles, and that brings this edition of Nothing But the Blues almost to a close. So thanks for listening, and just a reminder that you have been listening to Nothing But the Blues with me, the Colonel, Mark Doherty, and that the program emanates from the studios of 4ZZZ in Brisbane, and you can hear the program on community radios all around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network, and you can pick up on shows that you might have missed by going to the 4ZZZ website and listening as audio on demand, 4ZZZFM.org.au. And I think that just about wraps it up. And I'll leave you with a track from the Teskey Brothers and their cover of a Freddie King song.
I learned a lesson that